Blog Talk Radio.
Everything designer, everything designer, everything designer, everything designer. Swag from another country, whip from another country, bitch from another country, foreign shit from other countries. Everything designer, everything designer. Everything designer, everything designer. Swag from another country, whip from another country, bitch from another country, foreign shit from other countries.
Oh, you guys from another country, trap shit in the hood, young nigga getting plenty money. I can whip it so easy. I'm a young rich nigga, trap it down like Jeezy. I'm smoking good gas from the West Coast. Got a real thick bitch, get the best though. And I'm sitting on the corner with the best dope. Why you wiping that hoe? She a nympho. And my whip game foreign. Pull up in the Rory, trap jumping like Jordan. Pack and sip jumping in the morning. Addicted to money, that's only important. Too much ice in the wrist. Come to the bando, teach you how to whip a brick. In the trap with a stick. I done made $1 million, but I'm still here lit. I done fucking left a stove on. Ice too cold, you bitch might need a coat on. Trap, trap in the trench. Standing in the trap with a bundle of bricks. Your bitch won't fuck with a real nigga. Smoking on backwood, no switches. I'ma pull up in the Rory, a fiscal. In the mall, walk around and take pics.
Everything designer, everything designer, everything designer, everything designer. Swag from another country, whip from another country, bitch from another country, foreign shit from other countries. Everything designer, everything designer, everything designer, everything designer. Swag from another country, whip from another country, bitch from another country, foreign shit from other country.
In a foreign whip with a foreign bitch, blowing foreign shit cause it tastes better. Step out and make some more Margellas, then I step in the kitchen to make extra on some different shit. The way I whip the wrist in the bando, trapping me and Rich the Kid. I'm ballin', boy, you can't bitch the kid. Montana Max, young Richie Rich, and I stay with the shotgun like open season, right through the chest to make a nigga pledge allegiance. Yo, bitch on my penis, European threats from England. I'm spinning this cash for no reason, just landed in Sweden. Ice got me cold as a penguin, weighing that work like I'm Keenan. Feeding the streets cause they need it. Nigga, we eatin', living this life while you dreamin'. I know you see it. Nothing but pistols and real niggas on the side of us. Gotta stay fresh to death every day, cause a nigga like me be designer dub. Bricks coming up across that water, you can say that's my designer plug. Smoking on moon rocks, sipping on activists, yeah, them designer drugs.
Everything designer, everything designer, everything designer, everything designer. Swag from another country, whip from another country, bitch from another country, foreign shit from other countries. Everything designer, everything designer. Everything designer, everything designer. Swag from another country, whip from another country, bitch from another country, foreign shit from other country.
Hermes for my mama, whole clique designer. Gucci for Tootie, red bottoms for Ivy Anna. Nigga neck kinda foreign tonight, boy, yo neck kinda born tonight. Got a bitch look like J-Lo with me. Everybody know I like them bright. I be riding tight, double R, Rolls Royce, that's a race, nigga. Yeah, they got a couple niggas got that. Designer rims, hood nigga. I'm a nigga from the project. Designer coke was foreign, but rap more important. She all on my swag. Ooh boy, them jeans look foreign. Running from different countries, foreign homes I'm eating.
She say hi, but that's about it.
Cause she don't speak no English. Rolex, Dubai gold, no roof high, I roll. Everybody got a gold designer blood like that nigga Pablo. Boost.
Everything designer. Everything that
bouncing for jazz. You a fine motherfucker, won't you? Bouncing for jazz. Call me Big Daddy when you're bouncing for jazz.
Oh, who is you playing with?
Bouncing for jazz. Girl, you look good, won't you? Bouncing for jazz. You a fine motherfucker, won't you? Bouncing for jazz. Call me Big Daddy when you're bouncing for jazz.
Oh, who is you playing with?
Bouncing for jazz. They call me Jack, King of the Rap. X-rated vision, now how you like that? Boy, I do the rap, man, to me it's so necessary. Game without Jack is a picture that's so very scary. Throw it back, baby Jack, don't catch that. Fuck around and get that shit smashed like the NASDAQ. High gear, fucking worldwide. About to pull this black baby up to yourself, right? Go on, get it, girl, go on, get it, girl. Put it on for your city, baby, show the world. I'm talking like 5,100. Then walk up out this bitch like I ain't just did nothing. Bounce, 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 bounce.
on getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got 3 bottles of some rock and a keg of fucking brew. Yeah, I get them. I got the liquor talking, now you talking back? Well, shit, gon' get it popping. I'm running the damage, I manage to fuck off a fan. The niggas trying to see me like the other city on candy. Gon' get it, girl. Gon' get it, girl. Put it on for your city, baby. Show the world. I'm talking like 5,100. And walk up out that bitch like I ain't just did nothing. Bouncing for Jack. Call me Big Daddy when you're bouncing for Jack.
Oh, who is you playing with?
Bouncing for Jack. Girl, you look good, won't you? Bouncing for Jack. You a fine motherfucker, won't you? Bouncing for Jack. Call me Big Daddy when you're bouncing for Jack.
Oh, who is you playing with?
Bouncing for Jack.
I'm right tuned in. It's your girl, Miss Geechee, one of them live right here. I do have one of my co-hosts on the line. He's depressed. One. Well, I'm just thinking behind on here. What's up, Mugga?
Yo, what's happening?
All right, again, you're tuned in to Geechee One Radio. It's your girl, Miss Geechee One. I got 5 co-hosts, but right now we only got 1 on the line, which is Mugga. Everybody else, I guess, they'll call in when they want to. That right there was Bouncer for Jack, or Jet Jack, which is nominated for a few awards at the 2016 Geechee One Awards, going down November 12th in the beautiful city of Charleston. But anyway, we do have a special guest tonight. We have Tim. Listen, I might be saying your name wrong.
Say it again for me, what you say? Yeah, it's me.
How do you say your name correctly? I want to make sure I'm saying it right.
Timo James.
Timo James. We got Mr. Timo James live right here at Geechee One Radio. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I guess I'm okay. Making things happen. Me and Mr. Muggerman right here, live, Geechee One Radio.
Right. Peace. What up, Mug?
What's happening, Mug? What's happening?
Life is good when you treat it likewise. How about yourself?
Likewise. You already know, man.
Yeah. Thank y'all for having me.
Of course, you know, we got some questions, and maybe we do got some listeners listening. Maybe they might call in, and, you know, who knows. But first off, you are a A&R for Sony, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Sony Music Distribution.
All right. And how long have you been in this position?
Well, it started out originally in October when I signed 2 artists to management, and I started working in projects, and then out the blue, you know, they called me and hit me up in my email, in my inbox, in my email, and offered me distribution for my artists that I was working with, Supreme. And then shortly after that, I put my other artist, Silver Morris, a.k.a. the Monitor, Black Arabian, through. And then after that, I put another artist, Nate Savage, through from out of Texas. And then, you know, they came to me and it's like, look, man, we respect what you're doing. You're grinding some poker. So this is what we offer you. We offer you an account, you know, as an A&R, and you won't have to just be getting distribution for your artist. Now you can offer distribution because it looks like the community that you are attached to, everybody stands to benefit from it. So, and that's been like since November 2015.
Okay. So my thing is, I don't know, you said you brought some people to them, what made them aware of yourself. So, I mean, all the artists that you brought to them, they actually, I'm not saying some people, you know, they all are actually pretty good, pretty marketable. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the key. I mean, because it comes down to is business. And whether you can mark them or not, because for all music that is worthy and the artist has a presentation, you know, with a likewise open business mind and no really prior like offenses that'll keep them from traveling, because that's what this tour has done. It has evolved and it has set up across the country 53-plus cities and 18 states for all the artists who are currently on the Sony Music Distribution Tour roster, have their deals in place already, and for the winners who have won in each prospective market, city, or state, and for the ones that are upcoming, like when we come to Chucktown this Friday.
Wow, okay. Now, I know you're coming down here this Friday. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, so tell everybody what you have going on this Friday so they can make sure they're where you are.
We're going to be at 787 Bar and Grill, where it always goes down with the Charleston Plug, North Carolina Unk, and Mugger Man. They already doing it. They already have it going on. All we did was up the ante, you know. So for all the artists that have been supportive to that movement, shout out to Mugger Man. Hopefully he'll win the awards that his name was announced in, because he is on his grind. He is the Charleston Plug. And it was through him and my assistant manager, road manager for the tour, Kay Smith, the Plug. Shout out to her, OG Mac Drama Radio, Bane Music. So, you know, that we linked up. So then here we are today, because the universe don't make no mistakes. We all about business. We're going to keep the business 100. We're going to keep it straight because, you know, hey, we got real, real major names attached to what we're doing. And everybody got a lot of love from their perspective markets and what they're doing. So, you know, hey, that's why we're here on Get You One Radio with the sexy voice of Miss Felicia Real. Go on, girl. Talk that thing.
All righty. I'm sorry. What's the question I was going to ask? Anybody out there listening, if you have a question for Mr. Timbo with Sony, you can press 1, and we'll put you live right here on Get You One Radio. Until then, I'm going to harass you a little bit. All right. So, I mean, really, you just got into this, like, last year. Now, you know, there's people who've been doing this stuff and giving it actually a bad name. So what, I'm like, I don't know if you know that or not, but what are you doing differently so that you won't create a bad name as
well,
an A&R?
I appreciate, you know, shout out to him, because, you know, this right here is something that people don't really talk about, because for whatever that reason is, I don't attack people, I don't cause conflict, I avoid it, or I have a resolution to it. And my resolution to the conflict is be who you are, say who you are. That's what I've always done. So my reputation is key. You know, business is everything. At the end of the day, all of us are responsible for somebody. Most of us are parents and we have responsibilities. I myself take upon the responsibility of assuming the responsibility as well the liability. So when I hold myself accountable, that leaves less room for a bunch of foolishness and a bunch of shadiness. So the people that are on my movement, they respect who I am. They respect what I do because they see it. I don't do a lot of talking. I let my actions speak for itself. So therefore, there's not a lot of people that's really going to have anything bad to say about me when it comes to business. If it is, then it's not business, it's personal. And people always have something to say bad or good about you, regardless of who you are or what you're doing. So what I've learned over the years is I'm thankful for my twin. Everybody has one. Everybody just hadn't identified with him. But I'm thankful for my evil twin. Yeah. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be who I am today. So I appreciate him. I'm thankful for him being the stepping stone, because I could have gone down the wrong path. I definitely have seen the wrong path, and I've had a taste of it. Because without life, or in life, you don't go through life without trials and tribulations. Nothing is always good, nothing's always bad. They don't come separate. But based on your instructions and your basic teachings that you've learned, hey, it teaches you how to make sound decisions. And I choose to do what's proper, what I know is proper, because the universe, it will give you the type of energy that you put out there 360 degrees full circle. So when I do righteous things always come back to me. No matter how many snakes come across my path or try to come and corrupt what we have going on, the more righteous, the more strong, the more influence you have for the positive, the more negative influence is going to try and be under your foot every time you let your left foot, you know, down when you left right. And so knowing that, expecting that when it happens, you know, it's like you are already in defense mode, so you have a mechanism. You know, I don't necessarily go into conflict unless it gets physical with me or it threatens my livelihood. I avoid it because it's there strictly to get you distracted, to get you thrown off track so that you will not continue to feed society, because society needs to be fed at home. It's a starving nation for financial gain and for resources and for ways of becoming independent, not so dependent on others to make things happen for you. You know, it's the power and resolution and revolution and evolution, and it starts within self. So one has to see the example, and that's what I choose to do, be the example.
All right. Well, I guess from Facebook, since we are here, again, for those just tuning in, we have Mr. Timo. He is a A&R for Sony right here live on Geechee One Radio. Any artists or anybody out there who got a question, you can press 1. Or if you're too scared to get on the line, you could also text me at 843-879-8352 or inbox me any questions that you might want me to answer. And again, I do got Mr. Muggerman on the line. All right, so since we're having a discussion, I'm going off a post on Facebook. There's a difference between a rapper and an artist. Can you explain the difference?
Absolutely. An artist arrived at being an artist, but also had the knowledge of pioneers and those who paved the way for them to have the opportunity to even decide to be an artist or a musician. A rapper is someone who sees something, likes something, intrigued by, finds interest, and pursues it. I mean, not necessarily having the knowledge, prior knowledge of the, you know, of an artist. An artist studies and does research. An artist is vast in more than just one form or variation of the style of music they attend to present. Most of them present the style of music that they see or that they've heard someone else doing. And, you know, they don't really do their own variation of what they do, their carbon copy. So an artist is someone who has an original format versus a rapper. A rapper is comes a dime a dozen. An artist doesn't come a dime a dozen. They come every lifetime. So if you got 100,000 rappers, you will probably have the smallest percentage that we choose to go by, which is standard, which is 10%. You know, you're not going to have that many artists. You're only going to have 1,000 artists, which is good enough for this world because the world is so broad. But that's the general difference. And an artist takes his or her craft seriously. They own it, and it becomes them. They eat, sleep, excuse my French if you don't mind, they shit, you know, music. And the forms of business and different things that allow them to become artists and musicians, and so that they can become freely. A rapper, you know, hell, they just, like I said, they just pick up a hobby and run with it, and don't necessarily perfect it. You know what I mean?
No, I definitely feel you, because, you know, a lot of people don't seem to understand even other, you know, other things that you do. Like, you know, if you graduate from college in 2000, whatever, degree in business, whatever, there's always new stuff. There's, you know, even a doctor, you don't want a doctor working on you that doesn't know the new stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't been to college since 2007. You don't want a doctor working on you that don't, you know what I'm saying? There's so much new stuff out there, and you don't want them working on you. So you always have to work on in your craft. Mr. Muggerman, did you have a question today?
See, all right. No, I'm just sucking up the knowledge, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, shit, sucking up the knowledge, man.
Well, see, it's people like you that, you know, could necessarily be on the radar because timing is, it doesn't lie, you know. Charleston has been on the radar for quite some time, and I've known, because I've been in the Carolinas, bro, since 1993. I was a military I was an Army soldier, so Fort Jackson became my home, Columbia, South Carolina, Charleston, Sumter, Orangeburg, you know, Myrtle Beach, Florence, you know, Greenville, Greenwood, all that stuff, man, Swansea, everything, all the little small areas all the way around, the whole parts of it, man. It basically became my hometown for like 20-some years. And so I know the support of Charleston for its own local underground independent artists. And that's been for 15 to 20 years. So because they've had some artists, I can't quite remember the name of them, that came out in the latter 90s that had a buzz, man, and they were moving around. So I know the history of it. And then, you know, Charleston's the original capital of South Carolina, man. And still to this day, a lot of people don't even know that Charleston has, the capital has changed. Some of them still think Charleston is the same because a lot of those history books hadn't been updated, man.
Wow. Okay. I'm gonna play a song real quick.
Like,
yeah. I heard that before. I heard like Charleston was the capital. You know what I'm saying? It was Columbia.
Bro, I was living there for like 3 years before I actually found out. And then my mind was blown, so I started, you know, that sent me on the research journey right there.
You don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was saying you don't know why they switched the capital for, or is it a popularity?
No, sweetie.
Government.
Okay, now it's called history. Like y'all don't know that. You don't know your history, Mugga. Are you from Charleston,
yeah.
Mugga?
Yeah. But shit, that right there, when they switched the capital, that's like the early 70s, something like that.
No, it was way before then. You know,
what it is
Fort Sumter, man.
Yeah, the boy came and what is it? They went to Savannah first. They burned down Savannah, and then they were coming to Charleston. So what it is? They moved everything from Charleston to Columbia. So, you know,
as a distraction.
So but I'm thinking they still burned down Columbia too, didn't they?
Yeah, they burned down Columbia. That's how University of South Carolina got put up. That's why all of the historical flags and, you know, statues and everything, that's why it's on the grounds of the Capitol. That's why it came there, so that they could put the Capitol there, because it was part of the Confederacy. When they came through and they burnt, and they went all the way down south, they went through Georgia too. That's where they created the University of Georgia. All the you know, historical, powerful universities in the SEC, that's where they were founded, right there from the Confederacy. That's why they said powerful from that old money.
Again, anybody tuning in, got a question, all you have to do is press 1, or you could text me. I'm going to play a song right real quick. This is called Why You Mad by Dre Lee. We'll be right back.
Why you mad? Why you mad? Maybe it's
blazing up. He love the way I bring that back. He love the pity pat the cat. How he stroke it, he ain't joking. Reason while I run this back. I know why you mad. I know why you mad. I know why you mad. Let me break it down. I know why you mad.
Let's go.
I know why you mad. I know why you mad. Let me break it down. I know why you mad. I know why you mad. I know why you mad. Let me break it down. I know why you mad.
Let's go.
I know why you mad.
Or nah.
I know why you mad. Let me break it down.
All right, we tuned in. You tuned right. This is Garmin's Ichiwan. Live here with my co-host, Mr. Mugga Man, as well as our guest interviewee, Mr. Tim Ho from Sony. He's an A&R. Again, we got people tuning in, you know, listening, which thank y'all for tuning in. If y'all got a question, don't be scared. You can just press one. Again, you know, even if you don't want to talk to him right now, he will be down here this Friday at 787 Barton Grill. So are you signing someone this week, or are you just coming down here to observe?
Nah. We on tour. Charleston, aka Chuck Down Edition, is the stop. That's one of the markets that, you know, I've been aiming at for a year now, since like last year around this time when we linked up. Well, maybe it was a few months away from a year now, maybe 2 months left. And we did the Wiz Supreme thing, and Wiz Supreme wasn't able to make the interview because he ended up getting bit by a spider, and he was in the emergency room. So here we are again. So I've been having Charleston on the market and on the radar since then, and here we are. You know, time doesn't, you know, make any mistakes. And yes, this is the competition. So Charleston is major. So when we come, we, you know, it's going to be a winner. You know, somebody's going to get a distribution deal, you know, a one-year, one single distribution deal to all the major stores online around the world.
Okay, this is the question I have. And you know, I've been doing this for years, and I've talked to a lot of different people and people doing stuff and coming down here to Charleston, which I'm not going to call out names, but I know one particular guy. He came down here, I'm thinking about it, there's more than one particular person who done did this little trick, but we had this one guy come down, and he did auditions. I think they were charging like $75. He had a whole bunch of people audition, and he didn't like anybody. So he was like, I'm not choosing nobody. So what if everybody who comes out, I'm just saying, for example, I mean, you know, what if you don't like anybody? Are you still going to pick from the people you don't like?
Nah, I mean, it's like, yo, that's why I have special guests, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like all of that burden won't just be on me, because I'm very diverse in what I choose. Because I would go with something that you probably wouldn't even think I would go with, because I'm looking at it from a marketing perspective. I'm not looking at it from, you know, these are my buddies in the crowd. You guys aren't going to be supportive. You guys are here in the way that you can support by being here physically. But just say if this guy gets picked up by somebody who wants to be an investor and wants to invest in, you know, the product, as long as they're probably going to have somebody like me or somebody I can direct that will be in the corner directing the business side, so they know that they can make their investment, they're not going to screw their money up. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it comes down to. People who are investors, that's what the record labels are now. They're not just called record labels. Because if they do something with you, it's a business deal. It's not, yeah, oh, man, he's so hot, she's so hot, we need to sign them and dump this budget into them and end up losing it and can't recoup that money. That's not going to happen, you know. Artists have to already be developed. And the only way that they're going to know that they're developed is by being able to surface through the system that was set up for them, which is the underground. And a lot of artists do not know that or don't think that, and because their plate is full, because they're trying to wear too many hats. So whoever it is they appoint or say or call, oh, yeah, that's my manager. Yeah, that's because that's somebody you know and you feel comfortable with them. That doesn't mean they know the business or know exactly how to do or handle business, which means a lot of things or opportunities that may have presented themselves, they're going to end up being lost because strictly on the basis that you don't even know how to communicate. The terminology is really simple when you know what's going on. So a lot of things don't have to be said, you know. And most of the people who claim to be managers, they want to talk your head off and try and take up all your time. I'm not going to let nobody, you know, utilize my time. It's not going to be beneficiary to myself and whoever else is included. If they know how to manage my time and show appreciation, so time is money in the same fashion, then, yeah, I'll let them manage it all day long. I'll sit and I'll be obedient and do whatever's necessary. But on the flip side, most of the time it's not the case. So I manage my time and I manage myself. And I'll be the example to those that I want to be able to do likewise so that I won't have to say, hey, you need to do this, you do that. I know you all are watching me. I know you all are listening. I know you all are paying attention. So get this, because I'm not going to say it again. I'm not a person that repeats myself to anyone except children or the elderly, because I know that there's a situation with them. But for us adults that's willing or able, we have to apply ourselves. We have to pay very close attention to detail because your opportunities come all the time. It's just that in our minds, a lot of us are afraid of what has happened in the past. Most of the things that have happened in the past don't apply to us anyway. Apply to those who came before us. So it's a new time. It's a new era. So it's time for a new frame of mind. Owning it and owning yourself, taking control of it, empowering it and yourself. And it will also enable the ones who are around you because the kids are the ones we influence the most. When we don't think we are, that's when we are. Because they're not going to show you exactly what they learned right away. They're going to show you later on when you walk up on it, when you catch them off guard. Because what they're doing is they're practicing what they see. They're rehearsing. So if you give them something that's positive to influence, it won't be something that you should be caught off guard by because that's what you always demonstrate to them. So a lot of times, you know, we get comfortable in our own skin and we don't do that. Sometimes we come with the crap. And most of the times we get comfortable with the crap because we get comfortable with who we are or who we've decided that we're going to be for the time being. And that's what they pick up on more so than the great stuff because we don't lend our time to them as much as we should.
Well, I mean,
we don't.
But what you said, you know, and I know you're saying it's a new era and new things are changing and blah, blah, blah. And I get that. But my thing is, people have invested so much money into, I guess, like you just said, the blah, 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 and the, you know, the people who've came here and made these empty promises that never came out. And I do get it because, you know, money is, like you just said, money is, time is money. Going out here and staying in the line to audition, spending money. You know, some people get backup dancers. Some people get someone to make them something exclusive. All that stuff is money. And then to have somebody come along and steal your money, and then, like you just said, if you're coming with something awesome to bring, but then, I don't know how much they charge, and it might be free. I don't know how much they charge when you come in here, but now it's like, okay, now, again, time is still money, so now they got to come to the club. They got to, you know, get up here and try to impress you. And they already spent all this money trying to impress somebody else. And, you know, in the back of their mind, like, okay, here we go. Here's somebody else coming to Charleston either to use my money or to steal my, you know, call it, steal my, what they have going on. Because, you know, we have a lot of that, too. So what do you, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, again, you know, I say, you know, I appreciate my twin because life is a journey. It's trials and tribulations. And if you don't go through the bad, you'll never know how to recognize the good when it does come. So, you know, you can't always walk through life with blindfolds over your eyes, looking for somebody to hold your hand and walk you through everything that there is that you have to learn on your own anyway. It's like a mother and her son. The mama got to take that pacifier out the mouth, take that ball out the mouth, take that boob out the mouth, and let her go and walk and fall and all that, because we're going to do that whether she's there or not. So get on out the way. Sooner the better. and then they'll start learning how to become independent, and they won't be afraid to take those steps. And then they'll also take the time and do the research, because that's what empowers you. If it's something that you're intrigued by and you're interested in, just do whatever it is you can do, because technology allows you to do that. Most of the days, and most of the youngsters nowadays, they're technologically inclined, and they're able to do things that a lot of us didn't have access to, like utilize computers. They're computer babies, so by birth they're already computer technologically inclined. They know how to do things without having to be told or taught how to do things, because their brains are tapped in on how to figure things out, resolutions. They're like us to the third power. They say we're the Generation X. We're the ones who's not going to be afraid. We're not going to lay down and take that, you know, what the ones came before us took. Absolutely right. But guess what our kids are? They're them and us to, you know, double power. So that means they're more intelligent. They're faster. They're more brilliant. And all of the other things. It's just that a lot of us have given up on it or lost patience, because a lot of us have made terrible mistakes and we haven't forgiven ourselves for the mistakes that we've made. So along the way, we've lost patience and we've not given the ones who are under us now as much time and as influence as we could have. So all those things are changing because we're recognizing that, and this right here is a platform for it. Didn't expect to have to go into that, but, you know, I always look forward to those types of platforms, because if I have and when I have, as long as I have a message, I'm definitely going to deliver it, because that's a part of my duty.
Okay, I do got a call on the line. Again, anybody else listening, if you have a question for Mr. Timo, he is the Sony A&R, press 1, and we'll put you live right here on Geechee One Radio. So I'll call it last 4. 9686, you're on the air. Who's this?
Mr. Farrell Nino Brown. What's going on, people?
Oh, we got another
Nino
call. Nina, I know you just called him in. Did you have a question? We do have a A&R from Sony live right here on Geechee One Radio. And, you know, did you have a question?
Not off back. I'm just sit back. But let me hold on. I do have a question. I guess I don't know what's been asked or whatever. So bear with me. You know, as far as if I ask a question that's already been asked, like as far as the A&R like craft, do you feel like since everybody's independent and want to do everything themselves, do you feel like the A&R game has like kind of died, or is it like or is it people that just don't know how to go about doing the A&R job, so to speak?
It's more of what you just said, because nothing that has given life has ever died, you know, but, you know, to each his own. And, you know, I sought the energy from the universe, because I didn't even expect to be getting into radio, man. I didn't even expect to, I wasn't looking to become a manager of an artist, but from the work that I did, it directed me into that direction. So when I got the first artist, you know, I knew all the possibilities and capabilities. I played a majority of all the positions except a full manager. So it forced me to have to do just as I suggest to any and everyone else. Do the research and practice what you know, because you learn things for a reason, and the opportunity will always come for you to demonstrate what you learned. And it turned out a blessing, because it put me in a position to have to learn how to do radio. And shout out to my cousin Mike Ellis, because when I came down to the markets down in the South, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma and Nebraska, you know, I got out there on the road because we had a project for an artist that was real super dope out of Atlanta called Trey, T-R-E. And, you know, I was just a personal assistant at the time. And, man, I learned all of the markets. I was introduced to all the program directors, all the music directors and the DJs. And me being the type of person I am, you know, hey, they all took into me, and we kept and we built and we continued to communicate, and so the relationships were formed. And then here we go. I have artists now. And then once I did that, I learned how to put records in, because the first opportunity came from my cousin Mike when he allowed me to, you know, work a new record back. What's your boy named Cupid? Cupid Shuffle and Khaled Park had. So, I mean, man, you know, you pay attention to detail if you're hungry. Whatever it is you don't know how to do when you tapped into yourself, we guys on this earth, the universe going to give you the answers to it, yo. You just can't be afraid, you know, because you never know if you're going to fail until you make the attempt.
Yeah, I agree. I actually, you know, tried to manage artists or one artist, so to speak, or whatever. Isn't a lot of out of pocket expenses with you since you once you start managing? Like I'm at a lower level as far as trying to manage and trying to get a artist started. Is it a lot of out of your pocket money to help get that artist where he needs to be, or is it more so the artist money, or is it a mixture of both? Or, you know, for the people that don't know, like, you know, far as the financial side of the managing part of it.
Well, with me, when I was an artist, because I started out as an artist, and, you know, I'm an accomplished artist. I charted in the top 10 internationally on the charts at number 7. So, but I had a lot of other artists in my circle, and nobody wanted to step up and play the business role. Everybody wanted to be the artist. Everybody wanted to compete. Everybody wanted to be the jockey. They want the girls, all the immature stuff. So what it did is it forced me to have to take a role back. It forced me to have to make a sacrifice because, you know, my family put together a $75,000 studio in Elizabethtown, Kentucky for me and for all of these artists. And I wasn't ready for no studio because I was focused on being an artist. And I took a trip out to Kentucky and we arranged, you know, some recording scenes and settings. And he had some artists come from Cincinnati, Chicago, California. And I took one of my in-house studio recorders. His name is Grip Tight. Shout out to him. He's from Winsboro, South Carolina. And me and him went to South Carolina. We stopped in Atlanta, took one of the producers from Atlanta, and went to Kentucky, and we stayed a week. And we came up with, like, 5 hot records. And my uncle pulled me to the side and said, "Nephew, man, you super dope as an artist, man. Goodness gracious, you can produce, because I produce too." But he's like, "Man, you know what I've learned by seeing the way you interact and these people that don't really know you interact with you, it's like a spirit. So what I'm suggesting you do is you got to do something that I know you're going to have a problem doing, but you got to make the ultimate sacrifice and become a businessman, because your blessings are going to come when you open up the opportunities that are there for you, for other people." And it took me like 2 years to realize that within my circle. And after those 2 years went and I started doing more business, and I started seeing that the artists or the homeboys or whatever were in my circle started, the true colors and everything started revealing themselves, because they weren't able to hide amongst all the glim and glitter when we're all supposed to be the same thing.
Okay.
If you don't put in, you don't really walk away with anything. And if you do get something, then you should be satisfied because you didn't do anything to earn anything anyway. You're getting something because you are considered family, or you're my bestie or whatever, which really doesn't earn you anything. You know, because on a job, if you don't work, you don't get paid.
That's right.
So business became business, and today only a few of them that became business, we still cultivate one another, because our relationships as brethren are still brethren, but as business, we still elevate each other because we evolve, because our minds are likewise.
All right, peace. I like that. Okay.
I mean,
so what I would say to you, so what I would say to you is, financially, unless you're set up financially to gamble, then it wouldn't be considered, you know, the right thing to do. As long as you can demonstrate that you know how to manage resources, you know how to put music, or you have people in place to make sure that the business get handled the way it's supposed to do. Because unless that's a kid, a child, who we have to be responsible for, all adults should be accountable, liable for whatever it is they want to do in life. Because when you invest in yourself, that's what makes other people see a reason why they should invest in with you. So if you have to provide the budget, that means you call all the shots. If the situation is not working like that, then I wouldn't suggest you do it. And any artist that's serious about their craft, they find a way to invest in it, or they find an investor to invest in it, as long as whoever is going to handle the role of radio PR, management, publicity, press, etc., is someone that they can depend on doing what they say they're going to do.
All right.
That's true. Okay.
I'm going to cut you off. I got to play a song real quick. This is No Days Off by Nige. Again, we are tuned in, Geechee One Radio, the Cigar Geechee One. We got Mugga, we got Farrah Nino Brown, and we have Sony A&R with Tumbo. So anybody out there got a question, comment, feedback, or anything, press 1, and we'll put you live right here on Geechee One Radio after the song. Let's go.
Yeah, you already know what time it is, man. Metro time, represent for the 803, man. Stack of Stars 2013, we taking over, man. My big bro and I, Geechee, you already know, nice, man. We want to be, man. Little tip from the 803. You already know what time it is, man. Hold it down.
What the hell is that?
25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir. Seen too many storm clouds today to get better. I'm just out to check my cheese, like Chester. With all this damn focus, you think I got an investor? Now that line don't make any kind of sense. It just shows you where my head is at. I'm just going with it. All I see is lines stacking up at random times. Open the 16 bars, we'll see dollar signs. Small timer with some big time dreams. I've been changed the game with a verse by any means, trying to reach out to niggas on Twitter for a feature. They say 5K a verse, like I got it in my sneaker. Well, I guess it takes money to make money. Guess whoever said they had a lot, ain't that shit funny? These rainy days can't extinguish my fire. Here's another 16 and hope for taking it higher. 24/7/365. You can tell I do it in between all the lines. No days off forever on the grind. Got my mind on my money on my mind. 24/7/365. You can tell that I do it in each and every line. No days off forever on the grind. No matter the weather, a nigga gon' shine. Self-proclaimed voice of the people. Use the studio as my own personal steeple.
Preach.
Let me detail a goal in which I plan to reach.
Okay.
Intricate, I put it all in my grand speech. Putting on for my team so we can all shine. Taking over the game, 1 hour at a time.
Okay.
Do I gotta put it in subtitles or something? In crowd, P.O.R., my family, under nothing. It seems like they want something for nothing. Much successes I want, I know that hate will keep coming. More money, more problems, industry people. People stay shady. Big taught me that that's the rule 4080. I said I won't sleep until I make it higher. These problems on my mind just make a nigga tired. I listen to this music, I can never get enough. Ain't even signed yet, a nigga just blowing up. 24/7/365. You can tell I do it in between all the lines. No days off forever on the grind. Got my mind on my money on my mind. 24/7/365. You can tell that I do it in each and every line. No days off forever on the grind. No matter the weather,
yo,
a nigga gon' shine.
I see you doing your thing out there in Cali. Yo, just keep it up. Stay focused, man. Yo, they can't touch you. Just keep rolling. Keep smooth. Keep weaving and dodging and weaving. Yo, put it on them, man. Put it on them. They can't touch you, man. Stay focused. Just like you are, man. You about to rise. You about to get it. You about to go straight up. They can't touch you, baby. They don't know. They don't know. Just hit them with it. Let me know. Anyway, get back at me. All right? This is all.
All right, all right, all right. You tune in, get you on radio. That's your girl, Mosquito One. That's the first time us playing No Days Off by Nygee, which is the upcoming artist right here from Charleston. You know, y'all like hearing that, let us know so we can continue to play it. We do got some more music. For those just tuning in, it's me, your girl, Mosquito One, as well as my co-host, Mr. Mugga Man. And we have A&R from Sony, Mr. Timo, which will be here in Charleston this Friday. Looking to get somebody a deal, so, you know, getting to come out there and try to perform and see if he picks you. Real quick, if anybody has a question, comment, feedback, anything, we do got people tuned in. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all can just press 1. You know, any question, anything y'all got to say, you can just press 1. We'll put you live right here. Waiting to see if Mr. Black Boy wanted to do his little angry his little angry session with Black Boy. I do got to call it. I do got to call it. 1 second. Let me see who this is. Last 4-3-9-3-2. You're on the air. Who's this?
What's going on? It's your girl, Street Port, out of Columbia, South Carolina.
What's up, Street Port?
Oh,
what's going on?
What's up, Street Port?
I ain't nothing much. I was just shouting y'all out, and you know what I mean, want to tell Charleston and everybody listening, I appreciate it. This year I'm up for Performer of the Year and Poet of the Year, so definitely looking forward to all the love and coming out to Charleston.
Word, word, word. Have you just called in, or have you been listening?
Oh, no, I've been listening. I'm actually at work, and I went online, and I seen that y'all were live online, so I just tuned in from there. I just heard the song that was just playing. It was dope.
Did you have any questions, staff, A&R? We do have live right here.
No, I honestly don't, but I'm definitely going to try to come out and meet you in person and see what's going on Saturday, since, you know, it's only like maybe an hour and a half away from here.
Friday.
You should do that.
Oh, it's going to be Friday? Okay, Friday. Okay, yeah, so it's only going to be at like an hour and a half or so from here, so I'm going to definitely come out, you know what I'm saying, try to show some support. Maybe I'll probably have a lot of questions then.
I mean, it's all good, shoot. I mean, you know, don't be caught off guard. Don't be caught by surprise, because I know who you are. And, you know, shout out to your blessings. I mean, you know, hey, you came with your appeal, and, hey, keep rocking with that, man. That looks good. Yo, don't do nothing other than what you're doing.
Appreciate
you
that.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
good
you.
Talk.
I appreciate that. That's
absolutely
what's up. All right, well, it's much love to y'all, and I'll definitely see y'all on Friday. And again, Charleston, I appreciate all the love and support that y'all been giving me, man, and I'll definitely be out there for the award show as well.
November the 12th.
One love.
Oh, yeah, November the 12th. We there. All right, y'all have a good night.
You too. Mm-hmm. All right, again, anybody else out there? We do have Sony A&R, Mr. Timo right here. He'll be in Charleston this Friday at 7:07, and he will be giving somebody a deal. Somebody's going to get a single deal where they're going to have their music everywhere. That's what I'm like. Anybody got a question?
All major stores like Tidal, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Shazam, 24/7. I mean, you name it. You name it.
All right, so this is the question. How much do y'all charge to perform?
Man, it's only a $50 registration fee, man.
$50, okay. We do got another caller. Let me see if they have a question. Last 4-8-0-2-2, you're on the air. Who's this?
How you doing? It's your boy Mo Money from Goose Creek.
What's up?
All good.
What's happening?
Mo Money.
Not much, just cooling. But my question was, I just got tagged in this, and I just caught the last song as well. But I was trying to figure out how to go about registering for the contest Friday, man.
Mugga Man. Yo, you know the Charleston plug, Mugga Man?
Yeah, I know him. What's happening, Mugga?
Mugga, I put the phone down. Mugga! I don't know.
That's
it's
right there.
He probably got us on mute, or he put the phone down. Mugga, I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I do not know. So I guess maybe you need to inbox Mugman on Facebook, so whenever he does probably awake, he will respond and tell you.
Okay.
But again, you know, you do have him on the phone. Are you a rapper?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And how long have you been doing it?
Like, I've been taking this serious since 2011, like, actually putting money into it and, you know, proper recording and videos and all that.
Money Man, you say?
My name, Mo Money.
All right.
Mo Money, okay.
Yes, sir.
Mo Money, Mo Money.
Mo Money, you got money?
Looking for you, Mo Money.
Say
you sound
again?
Like you got that attitude with it, too. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying, does he have money or does he need money?
Yeah, Mo Money sounds like he's sincere about that thing. He calling in and asking about it. Mugger Man, we're going to have to link you up with Mugger Man, man.
Yeah. Well,
what's your name,
Mugger?
Like you might have that thing with you.
Say again?
What's your name on Facebook?
I have that thing with you, man.
My name's Michael Moses. You got too many friends. You miss Felicia, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you got, they say, like, you got too many friends, you know, so I don't know what, you over the limit, I guess.
Yeah, but you can always like the Get You On magazine page.
Yeah, you're right.
And we do have the Get You On in the plug, which is for the radio show page, too. So we do got both of those like pages. But
okay.
Mr. Mo Money, do you have money or do you need more money? Or do you have,
I got money, but I'm just trying to get more. You never satisfied.
You say Michael Moses or Michael Mosley?
Michael Moses. Like the Bible, Moses.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I see you.
So you
I'm
going to
delete a friend or two for you, Michael.
Say again?
I said you do have
a friend or two for you.
Yo, both
did you hear? I know, that sounds like Chimo,
she
what did you say about
any video links, music video? I was saying, you know, I'm gonna delete a couple of friends for him.
Okay. And you was asking about video links?
Yes. Where are your videos? I want to check you out.
They're on YouTube. You can you can, in the search box, you can put Q-U-A-V-Y 843.
Q-U-A-V-Y 843. Wow. All right. But again, I don't know where Mugger Man is, but I mean, he is on here. Maybe he fell asleep. Like I said, I would inbox him. So he can give you the details. But we thank you for tuning in to the show. And we do have another caller. Last four. 2396, you're on the air. Who's this?
What's up? This Black Boy.
Black Boy, you angry tonight?
Yeah, I be angry every day. Life is hectic.
Black, before I jump into something else, did you have any questions, comments, or feedback for Mr. Timo, the A&R for Sony Live right here on Get You On Radio?
No, I just someone tell him I've been listening to what you were saying, Brian. I wanted them artists, you know, the rapper. Matter of fact, I hear entertainer. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I take myself very serious, but. So if you got some time, man, you can look on Number One. There's a web page called Number One Music. All that's one word, numberonemusic.com. I got some music up there. Like, I've been ranked number one on their charts for, like, forever. But you can type in Black with two Ks, B-L-A-C-K-K, Doug Bishop, D-A-B-I-S-H-O-P. And that'll pull up my page, man. You can check out some of the stuff I got going on.
What you can do is somebody take his information so that I can double back and get it. Because
Felicia,
you know he's got that, you speak with that twang.
Yeah, Felicia.
I didn't get. Yeah, take his information for me and make sure I get it so I can go check them out. You're going to be out that Friday, right?
I know, boss. See, I got a show, and I actually got a show
okay.
in Florida.
Okay.
Friday and
no
Saturday. Like,
no said. No said.
I usually but try to come and show my face, but no, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be busy. Like,
you got something to write with?
If I got something to write with?
Yeah.
I'm
gonna give you my email address where you can interact with me, and then you know we can exchange information from there.
Yeah, I got something to write with.
All right, the NRL, N as in Nancy, R as in rap. L as in league, National Rap League, dot All Stars with an S. That's NRL dot All Stars with an S at gmail.com. Attention, black boy. Send me your stuff.
Yeah, I'll do that, man.
Yeah,
Felicia
real quick,
always
real quick.
Angry, man. You.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to cut you real quick, Mr. Kimmel. You stay right there. We're about to do something called Angry But Black real quick for a couple of minutes. Black boy, why you angry?
See, you gotta twist it like angry time with black is like I. You know me. You know my mouth ain't putting on back was like. Angry time is, well, black is the shit I be saying on the daily basis that everybody else won't say that they don't. Shit that should make you angry that motherfuckers really don't be talking on like how our city full up with everybody rapping about racks, ballers, bling bling, either plug, but don't got $50 to sign up for a competition like... Don't got $10 to get in a club. They trying to get in on their homeboy. Like, that shit make me mad. Like, that shit make me angry. Like, or when motherfuckers bash, like, for instance, the Geechee One Awards. You know what I'm saying? They bash that shit all year round. Like, oh, that shit's rigged. That shit, the people be picked. This and that. But when November 12th come, they got a nice brand new fucking outfit to come to the fucking awards. That's dumb. That's dumb to me.
They want
to
be so like classy.
That's angry. That's dumb shit. That's corny shit. That's like me saying.
Right.
That's like me saying, oh man, fuck Michael Jordan. He don't do nothing for the black people. And then soon as some new jeans come out, I am Foot Locker. That's dumb. That's dumb as shit. Some other shit that make me mad when motherfuckers be like, oh, on Facebook crying for sympathy, like, oh shit, this person shouldn't be nominated, this person shouldn't be nominated. That shit is called nomination. So talent, like, a lot of motherfuckers need a pride check and see the awards and shit like that. Them shit be pride checks. Like, people don't sign up for competitions because they don't really want to hear what people think about their shit. You see what he's saying? But, like, I the type of artist, I won't hear the feedback so I can know how to change my shit. I can know how to gear my shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, to take them to where I need them to be at. A lot of people don't do that, so a lot of people would be like, oh, I get nominated and shit and all this. Maybe because you don't have fucking fans like you think you do. Not because shit is rigged, you know what I'm saying? Like, these people getting nominated actually got people taking the time out to nominate them, you know? Pride check, motherfucker. Like, if you on your shit like you see you was, somebody gonna recognize the shit you do. And then, like,
right.
He ain't not around with feeling like you the best. Because, hell, Michael Jordan thought he'd been the best. But if you confident in yourself, you shouldn't have a problem congratulating them. Like, I in a couple categories, you feel me? But I don't got a problem with saying I hope the next man win, you feel me? Because, like, I that confident with my motherfucking self. You dig what he's saying? Like, my talent speak for itself, so I ain't got to throw no shit on the next man. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't the only fucking rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't the only fucking rapper, entertainer, slash, whatever you want to call that shit, in my area. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's good to feel like you the best. If you don't feel like you the best, then you shouldn't be doing that shit. But at the same time now, like, pride check, motherfucker, you're not nominated because nobody nominated you. You know what I'm saying? Like, these right. motherfuckers be complaining and wouldn't even take the time out to nominate their motherfucking self. But when the ballots go up, that shit like World War III and shit like that shit makes black angry. You know what else makes me angry? When motherfuckers be like, oh shit, I got the loud, I got the gas on deck. And then when you call the motherfucker, they be like, all right, give me like 30 minutes. No, bro, I'm not going to give you time to call somebody else. Like that middleman syndrome shit. That shit make me mad. Like, this shit is stupid, man. It makes me upset that everybody's balling on Facebook. You see what I'm saying? But when you see them,
right?
Like, everybody balling, nobody got the business mind. Like, I an entertainer, so, like, a lot of these shows I do all the time, like, it's always paperwork involved. You know what I'm saying? Like, my travel get taken care of. Like, wherever I spend on my gas, I get that back. Like, I don't got to, the shit that I got to go through at home, I don't go through when I go on the road. Because, like, bro, I've been saying, business is business. Real business is business. It's a difference between saying, okay, I handle business, and then saying, hey, sign this contract. If you pull a contract out on a lot of these motherfuckers around here, they'll get scared. They think you're trying to plead them. But no, bro, this business, just covering my back and your back to make sure if anything happened, both are screwed. You know what I'm saying? That shit pissed me off that I live in a city full of ballers. But, like, if I drop a CD and be like, hey, this shit got 15 songs on them, original beats, all this shit, you know what I'm saying? And I shop with the home team. Let me get $5. Motherfucker be like, oh, Lord, you know, $5 for the CD. Bro, you just been rapping about your trap house booming and how you the fucking plug and how you know Jose Guapo and all kind of shit, bro. You feel me? Like, you take me, motherfucking, you take me, like, you do the math, motherfucker. You $250 for a CD. You know what I'm saying? I got to get these shit packaged. If you serious about your shit, you know what I'm saying? You got to have a barcode. Your shit got to be packaged right. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit costs money, bro. Then I lowballing myself by telling you $5 because you go and manifest or something and buy Young Thug dumbass music or Lil Yachty or whatever to fucking listen to them boy mumble for 30 fucking minutes for $14. Like, that shit make me angry. Like, a lot of shit make me angry. A lot of shit make a lot of people angry, but they just don't say that shit. Angry time of black, goddamn, y'all. Inbox some shit that make y'all angry if y'all want me to talk about that shit, for real. You know what else make me angry? When girls be on Facebook like, oh, I independent. I don't need no fucking man. Like, I do for myself. Bitch, you backwards as a motherfucker. That's not how the world works. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not how the world works. That's how society got you thinking. You dumb as a motherfucker. You can't even reprocreate by your motherfucking self. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that type of shit make me mad. Like, you feel me? That I live in a city full of boss bitches. If everybody's a boss bitch, then who buying all the Chinese shoes? Them little paper doll ballet shoes and shit. Who buying all them shit out the Chinese store? If everybody's a bad bitch.
This nigga's killing me,
y'all. Y'all tripping. I own some real shit. Who putting their fucking weave in the microwave before they go to the club? If everybody's a bad bitch. You feel me? Who fucking wrapping their stomach up, you know what I'm saying? Like Thanksgiving turkey. All that shit do is make your navel stink. That shit don't make you lose weight. That shit makes me shitting. You feel me? Like, word. That shit make me shitting. I ain't leaving the bitches out. Word. I ain't talking about the ladies. I talk about the bitches. You see what I'm saying? Like, I categorize that shit right. Like, that shit is crazy to me. You got a whole bunch of bad bitches. I don't know who buying all, who doing all that shit, man. That shit crazy to me. We got all these. Not I'm promoting killing. So listen to what I say closely. This shit makes me angry that I live in a city full of killers, but it's not that much death. Like if you listen to like half of these niggas rap, like I see them boy don't they tend to stay away from black because I rap about real shit. Like I rap about my fucking life. You know what I'm saying? Like my life. The shit, my people that I'm going through, you know what I'm saying? Like, I put you on some ill shit so people stay away from me, but I live in a city full of killers and drug dealers, but yet my city is not on the map. That shit makes no fucking sense to me. Like, How does that happen? How is everybody El Chapo in one fucking city, but we don't get no fucking attention, period? Like, that shit don't work like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got all these killers on Facebook now. Like, I ain't grew up in that era. Like, I used to somebody say, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker, on Facebook or, like, somewhere public because you don't mean that shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't mean that shit. Like, you just computer angry. Like, you're computer angry. You're not real life angry. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these killers on records. Like, it's cool to be okay, bro. Like, it's okay to make a fucking song about dancing because you don't fucking trap 24/7. The average nigga around here got kids, bro. You ain't gangster around your fucking daughter. I got a 15-year-old daughter, and I the biggest fucking punk when he come to her. You feel me? Like, I'll beat a nigga ass for real. But when he come to my daughter, like, she control me. Like, so I'll be lying if I just have a bunch of angry fucking music all day. Like, dang, real fucking life. You don't pop Molly 24/7. You don't make racks 24/7, or you wouldn't be in Charleston. You don't sell dope 24/7, bro, because you wouldn't be in Charleston. Like, you wouldn't be here. Like, that's not, that type of shit make me angry, man. But that's the type of shit everybody like to listen to. So, that's some more shit that make me angry. You know what I mean? Like, that makes me very angry. It makes me angry when I see a girl and her fucking eyelash leaning to the left, like the fucking, the shit, the little, you know, the little shit you can buy for, like, you see people have them shit on the Jetta, like the little eyelash and shit, they put them on them little small car, like the Jettas and shit. Girls be walking around looking like a little fucking Volkswagen or something. Like, I hate that shit. Like, I hate that shit. That shit looks crazy to me. Like, I just be want to walk up and blow that shit off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit makes me angry. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why cut your eyebrows off, bitch, just to draw them shit 3 inches higher and add, like, 6 inches to your eyebrows? Niggas don't like that shit. Whoever listening, niggas don't like that shit. They ain't even looking at your eyebrow. They looking at your ass, your leg, hell, your eye, your mouth, everything but your fucking eyelash and your eyebrow that you draw back on crooked. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit makes me angry. Like, that type of shit makes me angry, man. Like, that type of shit makes me angry, man. Like, that type of shit.
Hey, we about to play a song real quick, and then we're going to wrap up this interview. We do got some questions.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. One. Who said thank you? Hello?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. We about to play this. This is a new song, first time playing on GT1 Radio. It's called Wicked by Walter Brown, right here on GT1 Radio. Let's go.
Might be them wicked spirits. Be like away, 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 away. I really think they wicked. But you know I be coolin' on my namaste. My Wu-Tang game, man. I see they tryna kick it. Whoa, brody. You know I need my space. They like Beyonce with a surfboard tryna ride my wave. Whoa, brody. I mean we not the same. Ain't no hard feelings, but can't let you get me out my lane. Whoa, brody. And they startin' rumors, want me out my game. And off my square, but I tell them you can't block my shape. Like, whoa, brody. And they throwin' shit, they always throwin' shade. They actin' salty, but you know I don't participate. I don't know what's wrong with them. They with that hating, but you know I don't condone in it. Plus I got my own business, my own thing. So why would I be in your business, huh? That's why I don't kick it with the wicked. I'm too different, it's just me and my bro. And I don't kick it with no shady women. All my women sticking to the code. Gotta watch for our surroundings, be aware who come around us, circles close. Check our egos at the door, cause we're trying to baroon. Ego G, he tell me handle mine, don't waste some time. And if they ain't got it moving, then we keep it moving. And you know we got things to do, like we can't wait in line. And if they ain't talking business, we like what they doing. I gotta keep the real around me, no fake deals around me. And all my people see those false moves, like who they do. I got the game from my moms and pops a while ago. Got a diploma, I guess that was my homeschooling youth. Better watch out for those snakes, watch out for those snakes. They'll put a knife in your back like it was a snake. better watch out for those fakes. Watch out for those fakes. The ones who say they riding with you, but you know they ain't. I'm on parole, so I'm paranoid. And they acting cool, but you know we don't trust them, man. We keep our distance, it's like, oh no, ain't no rubbing off. I'm MC Hammer, you can't touch this. Oh no, you can't touch this, huh? That's why I don't kick it with the wicked. I'm too different, it's just me and my bro. And I don't kick it with no shady women. All my women sticking to the code. And I gotta watch for our surroundings. Be aware who come around the circle close. Check our egos at the door, cause we're trying to baroon. I be like way away, 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 away. I really think they wicked, but you know I be coolin' on my namaste. My woosha game, man. I see they tryna kick it, whoa, brody. I be like, whoa, brody. I be like, whoa, brody.
There was Wicked by Walter Brown right here at G2N Radio. That's the first time we actually played that song on here. You know, I don't know. You feeling it, Mr. Tim?
Yeah, he came with it. He was Wicked, man. I mean, you know, kind of remind me of Nino and Wicked from ATL, Ghetto Mafia. Modern day style of those guys.
Word, okay. But again, we still got Mr. Black Boy, which is still angry. And we got Mugga Man, which might be sweet, right here. And your girl, Miss Geechee One. Go ahead.
Man, Mr. Black done activated my allergies, man. That dude had me rolling. But he touched on some very valid points, man. So he was hilarious, but yet he did touch on some points that, you know, I can agree with. Because I'm not interested in any phony things. If you talking about you did it and you did it, hopefully your story is authentic. I mean, you know, because, you know, one of the artists that I manage, you know, everybody who knows him and knows who he is, you know, his story is true, Mo B. So that's why I rock with him, because it's nothing that's not our thing about him, whether it's his music or him as a person. You know, I ain't interested in, you know, people talking about, you know, I'm just selling all this dope and all that. You're absolutely right. If you're selling dope and you got the money.
I just saying, bro, I make that comment basically because, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, bro, I don't hide nothing about me because nobody don't do nothing for me. You see what I'm saying? Like, music-wise, I do it myself from beats to recording. Like, I don't ask for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, not that I above help. It's just that I don't get help, and I okay with moving by myself. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I ain't gonna sugarcoat nothing. And I got a daughter, bro. Like, and she involved heavily in my music too. Like, wherever I do, she with that. You know what I'm saying? She with that. And I mean, like, you can't say you an entertainer, bro, if you don't take certain type of me. That's how I think. Like, I feel like you can't call yourself an entertainer if you don't take certain type of things into consideration, because sure shit is like, yeah, I mean, like, I from the hood, bro, like, I from the bottom, you feel what I say? I come from nothing, so I know what's up with the struggle, you feel me? But I ain't gonna keep pushing that shit on the low niggas I know look up to me, bro, because rapping is a fad now. So if you rap and you good at that, and the people around you, the low homies, the low girls, if you a female rapper, you know what I'm saying, like, if they around your way, And you go with that, they gonna try to emulate that. You feel me? Like if they see you pushing dope, or saying, I'm on the block 24/7. Like, to them, that's gonna be what's up. So when somebody come to them with some intelligent shit, like, hey, read this shit, they gonna be like, oh, you dumb as a bitch. Boy, I got this pack. I yo, Chef flipping and mixing. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? But because that's what they getting fed, bro. Like, and I mean, like, dang, real life. That's a walk. Like, a lot of people patting their music off what they see off TV, and they fail to realize, like, these people on TV got money. Like, they on a whole nother bracket. You see what I'm saying? Like, they on a whole nother bracket. They ain't doing these shit. They rapping. You feel me? Like, I can speak off experience if I got all the money in the world, because I done try everything. You feel what I'm saying? But, like, I mean, like, they just on a whole nother bracket than we in. You feel what I'm saying? So for you to constantly be pushing, I pimping bitches, like that's the shit you going to get. Like, that's the same type of music going to come back. Like, that's why shit going to be watered down, because everybody's scared to do some original shit. You feel me? Like, dang real. Like, I'm with that shit, man. Like, if you take forever for my shit to get noticed because that shit really authentic, you feel what I'm saying? Then I cool with that. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm one of them people who gonna switch out just because this sound good or that sound good or because that's somebody else. Because I a brand, bro. Like, me, myself, period. I stand for some shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, man, I want the quick listen. I want the long-term listener. You feel me? Like, the long-term listener, bro. I just saying, like, a lot of people be mad at shit what happened, but they be like, dog, these little churn cutting up. Yeah, bro, but we the entertainers, we the rappers, we the people they see. We the closest thing to celebrities that they got. Light as you take that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they see the awards, the Geechee One Awards, and they look at the little YouTube videos, like, we the closest thing to celebrities they got. So wherever you pushing, that's what they're receiving. You see what I'm saying? So don't go on Facebook and be like, oh, we stuff need to change and this life matter and this wrong. When you in the studio, dog, talking a whole bunch of dumb stuff. You feel what I'm saying? Like that's corny to me, man. Like, that's just crazy to me, because Charleston could be on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I agree with a lot of the stuff you were saying, because, like, all other avenues are covered. Like, you got your up north rappers, you got your Georgia rappers, you got your West Coast rappers, your East Coast, your Mid-Coast, you know, Midwest, like, but we got our own culture, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Geechee Gullah, like, all that shit is only here, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is a market that ain't been tapped into yet. So if everybody will actually just do them, like, the shit we know, like, I feel like that shit will take off, man, but everybody won't pipe it up, everybody won't dab, like, everybody won't sound like, I know, like, let me stop, man. I ain't upset, man. I just saying, like, speaking in general, I'm coming at nobody when I make that comment. I just been saying, like, dang, real life, man. Like, I feel like, how can that be we're getting so much response, man, when, like, dang, real life. Like, you don't, like, I understand. I know people, like, bro, I am failing. You feel me? Like, I'm about to just, like, and I real with mine. Like, I just ain't grew up. Being used to people talking about all the dirt. Like, if you that type of person, then obviously you ain't really doing what you see you doing, bro. Because if I a gangster, I ain't got to tell nobody. If I a good promoter, I ain't got to tell nobody. Like you were saying, if I a good A&R, I ain't got to tell nobody, because my actions speak for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, what drug dealer want everybody to know they a drug dealer? You see what you're saying? Like, I don't understand this thing right now. Like, dying life, man. Like, you ain't selling drugs all day long. Like, you're not in the club all day long, man. Like, you ain't lean out all day long, man. Like, there's so much other topics that could be going, like, could be talked about, man. Like, I don't know.
Wow. Again, thanks everybody for tuning in. I'm gonna jump in and I'm gonna jump back out. Next week we are here every Wednesday night 10:00. Next week is my birthday, y'all. So it's my birthday next week. So actually, you know, we got OSB on the show next week. I'm thinking we should play the dating game next week. I don't know anybody interested. Black, you wanna play dating game?
What? Where that consists of? What?
Dating game.
You trying to get a motherfucker shot over the phone and shit. What I said consists of?
It consists of a guy and girls and a girls and guys, and you know, eliminate to get to the right person that you like. You don't got to go on a date. You don't got to see these people. But it's just, it's entertainment, you know.
No, I tune in, no.
Because I do got some interesting people that's down to do it. I got two girls that you know. You know both of them.
I tune in, no.
You know, so we got to get some more guys on here. You know what I'm saying? And y'all don't got to marry the girl after the show. I mean, damn. But one thing I wanted to address, did you see the rats? They closed down Chick-fil-A in West Ashley because they have a rat problem. Did you see that?
Hey, I don't even care nothing about that because black don't eat chicken. I don't eat chicken at all. No type of chicken.
Okay, well, they closed it down. And now they're posting these pictures, I guess, of, I don't know what the hell this shit is, rat droppings and rat stuff from Harris Teeter and James Allen. So it looks to me, Harris, I guess James Allen has a big rat problem. Not just Chick-fil-A, but I guess other places as well. So I don't know.
But ain't they see that, ain't they see that Chick-fil-A on Magwood or something?
You're right, though. You're right. That was
that's where it's actually.
Okay, well, I don't know. Harris Teeter got something living in it, too. I mean, I don't know. I'll share these pictures on my Facebook, y'all, if y'all want to go look at it. November 12th is the 2016 Geechee One Awards going down at, and you got to say it like this, it's at the Economic Development. I don't know who the hell this is calling me. Hey, hold on a second. Black, say something real quick. I'm going to see who this is calling me real quick.
What? Like I just been angry enough for the world. But yeah, like she been saying, on November 12th, y'all boy, come check out the Get You on Awards. I think they got T-Man hosting. I can't remember the female.
Lord Jesus, some crazy person. Y'all so crazy ass people. Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, somebody's crying again on my line. Anyway, I'm about to say that. Yeah, I'm sorry, the name of it is the the Collins Center of Economic Development at Trident Tech in North Charleston. That's where we're having the Geechee One Awards. Anybody out there want to be a sponsor, hit me up. We're doing gift bags. We're doing the screen. We're doing red carpet. I don't know. We're doing a whole bunch of stuff. Hosted by Lil T, a.k.a. Aitisha, and T-Man. I'm still trying to book me a DJ. So I don't have a DJ just yet, but I have someone in mind. After Parties at Vegas, hosted by Britt Brat and Two Cups. So we already locked in Vegas. So y'all need to come out to Vegas after the Geechee One Awards. If you're coming in town, our host hotel is Spring Hill Suite off Ashley Fox 8. I will have a room. Y'all need to get your own room. I think it's like $129 or something. But I'm trying to get as many people in there as possible. I don't know.
To all the losers who might lose, y'all can catch me on the outside of the auditorium with more Angry Time with Black. Y'all can voice all y'all grievances. Write that shit down on the paper.
Well,
I'm
going to tell you something.
Go.
So, how I feel is, okay, we got these categories, right? And most categories, there's about 6, 7, some of them damn categories. I scratched the 8. So you have a total of 8 people in these categories that you're competing with if you're nominated.
That's a lot of competition, no matter what.
Exactly. Now, and then, which is awesome, I'm seeing a lot of people are researching some of these people, which is awesome. And I mentioned one. A young lady, I'm not going to say her name, was like, yo, you got these, you know, video vixens. She's like, I'm in this category, but all these people ain't did videos. So I went to every last one of these girls, and I'm like, I need videos. And they all did videos. Now, some of them on a different level, which I get. And I'll call out a name. No, I won't call out. Well, I don't got to call out a name. One of the young ladies, she might have been in 2 videos. but her videos, but World Star. You know, and she's actually pretty popular or whatever. Now you have other video vixens that have been in not so popular videos, you know, because not everybody, I guess, there's so many people out here. So one of the young ladies, she's been in like 40 videos, but these videos might have low numbers. Maybe the artist is not promoting their videos, but she did 40 freaking videos. So you have somebody who's did 40 videos that nobody saw compared to this one young lady who did 2 videos, which has X million views. And they're both competing against each other. So the young lady who's been in 40 videos, you know, feel that she should win because she's been in 40 videos.
Once again. Once again. Pride check, people. Pride check. Pride check. It ain't about quantity, it's about quality. And on top of that, like, obviously, them 2 videos old girl been in, she either been sharing the shit out of them, telling people to look at it, or, you know what I'm saying, something. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't taking nothing away from old girl who did the 40 videos. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, I guess old girl kind of promoters a little bit harder or something like that.
Ain't no business behind it. That's the difference. You got to go with what makes business. Because this is business, music and entertainment business. So that's why those videos got those views, because it was some marketing done behind it. And people liked it. And people went back and they kept going back to it because they liked it. That's why she should win. Mm-hmm. 40 videos, they might be your best friend's video. That don't count. Like you say, it's about the quality.
Wow. No, but my thing is, that's what I'm saying, like, but they're competing. My thing is, they both did a lot. I mean, and the young lady who's been in 2 videos, she might not even promote her videos. Because I'm thinking the artist probably did. You know what I'm saying? The artist, if he got a name, if he's doing something, it's his video. So why, you know what I'm saying? Like, he should be promoting his video. But what I'm trying to say is they're all doing something. So we should salute both of them. And
right.
Both of them is not going to win. There's 7-8 people in that category.
They're all being honored by being nominated. You know what I mean? And it's a reason why, more than just the artists, why the viewers are collectively going back. And I'm sure the female that's in the video has a lot to do with it, because everybody wants to see something that appeals to them, you know, male and women. You know what I mean? All men and women want to see.
But, again, we're wrapping up the show. We do have Sony A&R Timo live right here. He'll be here in Charleston this Friday at 7:07. I guess if y'all want to perform, it's $50 registration. Hit up Mugga Man. Somebody will be getting a deal, so, which is hot. Somebody out there, if you got a hot song, you need to come out there and sometimes you got to invest in your craft in order to make it. So don't just think, you know, well, somebody's going to knock on my door and tell me I got to give music, you know. But nowadays, sometimes you might have to just take that extra step, come out there, meet these people, network. That's the same thing for the award show. I mean, that's how I look at it. It's a networking process. Do you know how many people out here who have talent? So it's like some people, all they care about is themselves and I don't know the rest of these people. But you look them up, I'm like, you'd be like, well, dang, you know, this person is doing this, this person is doing that. You know, so it's bigger than just that. But, again, can you tell everybody how to reach, I guess, how to find you?
Yeah, you can find me, T-I-M-O-J-A-M-E-S, Timo James on Facebook, on Instagram, T-I-M-O-J-A-M-E-S, on can find me on all of those social media, you know, networks. And I have vast information that varies from all of the different jobs and various levels of what I do. So reach out to me. I might have room for like maybe one more friend on Facebook. Every other day I go and I delete about 25 inactive people. Sometimes I delete people who are my homeboys, friends, cousins, whatever, because then you guys can reach out and touch me personally. So you ain't doing nothing that's conducive to the movement that we have going for the artists and the business and the people likewise, then I delete them, you know. If you ain't texting me or calling me or seeing me on a daily basis, ain't no point in you trying to see what I'm doing on Facebook or no other social media. Peace. Get out of here. Making room for artists and business people who are ready to do things like what we're doing. And we here to wake up the non-believers. We ain't got no energy or no time for those who don't believe. So keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep doing what we're doing. And we'll see you when we see you.
All right. And with that, I'm wrapping up the show. I'm about to play this I Wish by Tragedy. Again, we'll be here next Wednesday. It's my birthday, y'all. So y'all need to call in. I am taking gifts, presents, money, food, you know, whatever. You know, and I'm special, so y'all. Like, I have my bank account is at Wells Fargo. You can go in there and drop a couple thousand in my account. I mean, hell, if y'all want to pay a bill, SCG, Comcast, what we got? SCG, Comcast, Car Note, you know, you can help out, you know, help assist out. That'd be so sweet, you know, just for my birthday, you know. All right?
Well, hell, right. I can say something. You off the line?
What are you about to say?
Huh? I can say something before we get off the line?
Yes, you're about to give me a birthday present. That's so sweet. Go ahead.
Oh no, fuck that. Fuck you mean. I was about to say is, damn, my birthday and nothing coming up, but I rap. I model and all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all just feel like giving money away, I'm going to just go ahead and set me up a GoFundMe account. Or y'all can just catch me, you know what I'm saying, and make a little donation to the Fund the Black Foundation, you feel me? I take all donations, you know, quarters, long as in the change wrappers, you feel me? Like, I got to go, you feel me? Like, y'all meet me when y'all meet Felicia. Same time, ain't my birthday yet, too.
It's over. I mean that extra $1,000 they're about to donate to you, they can just give to me.
I'll give you a hot little 300 now, you feel me? CDs and shit,
you know,
CD calls, mixing and mastering calls, all that shit calls.
All these ballers on the road, you know. We see y'all got money. Again, Wells Fargo, you can just drop a couple thousand in. You can drop it in as early as tomorrow, you know. I'll take it. You know, my birthday's coming up. Y'all need to wish me a happy birthday. I'm good for my birthday. All right? All right, y'all? Okay. All right, so I'm ending the show. This is I Wish My Tragedy. Meet you on radio. See you next week. Let's go.
Tragedy. Sit on change. I don't recognize the people ain't real no more. They satisfied with lying. They don't call it snitching. Clown niggas call it surviving. The gang corrupted with all types of fucked up shit. Wish it can go back to when fake niggas got fucked up quick. I wish that wishes came true. So every real nigga locked up will be home with his crew. And every real nigga that did got another chance to shoot. Man, the game's so fucked up for real niggas like me and you. I wish I had a snitch nigga detective, so I can know who giving info to all his detectives. I wish money was never a problem, so niggas could focus on stacking a little more than robbing. I wish niggas show more love to the niggas instead of these tricks.
bitches in the club. I wish some women wouldn't put niggas on child.
I swear to God, like a candle, I'ma blow you off. Real nigga, much live, got much clout.